We don't know when Bertha will start tunneling again, but we do know that these delays and repairs are costing a lot of money. Lynn Peterson says that's not money that Washington State residents need to worry about. Peterson is Secretary of the Washington State Department of Transportation. She told me, "We've already paid for the tunnel, and the problems with Bertha belong to the private company that owns her, the Seattle Tunnel Partners."
We do not own, operate, build anything with Bertha, right? That is the tool of the contractor, and we have a design build contracts. We are buying a tunnel. So when it comes to how we work with the contractor, we are making sure that they pay for the fix of their machine. So that is our oversight role here. They signed a contract with us that they would provide us a tunnel.
And you've been quoted as saying it's pretty clear the blame for these problems is with the contractor.
Yes, they have had many opportunities to talk about running into a WashDOT pipe. And the WashDOT pipe was there, but the contract is very clear. The language is very clear. And it says, the contractor shall remove all pipes and wells prior to drilling. And the question would be, did we actually locate that pipe and give them that information? And it's not only located on every piece of information we gave them prior to even bidding on the project, but it was also included in their own database. So if they hit, which they did, a washed out pipe, they did it with the full knowledge that they had to remove it and then where it was.
There have been some public statements to the effect that the company that did the design and build doesn't entirely agree with that. Do they agree that they're going to eat the extra costs that are involved in this delay?
So when you look at the fix that they have proposed, right now they're in the middle of digging out the shaft to be able to remove essentially the majority of her face and most of the components, bring it up. When you look at how they will be fixing the machine, and there's great graphics online that they put together, they're going to be putting 80 tons of steel into the face of the machine. So basically strengthening that face of that machine. So the importance of that is I don't know how an 8-inch steel pipe would have done that kind of damage. And also, this machine was supposed to be able to eat through a 3-foot boulder.
And apparently it couldn't.
So I think everything that they're doing right now is, as indicates to us that they are looking at the deficiencies of their machine and how it was designed and built. And they are making changes. And from what we can tell so far, those changes look like they will be helpful to making sure she completes her mission.
Is this going to end up in court, a dispute over who pays?
You know, it's hard to predict that, but I'm sure that there will be a disagreement on specifics of what the contractor pays for and what we pay for. And there's a lot of different components throughout an entire length of a mega project like this, or even a small project. This is just the way it goes with a contractor, right? Because we have an amazingly very good contract. And it's ironclad on this issue about the pipe. But there are always things that are going to be disputed along the way.
Setting aside the contract with a design and build contractor that's making the tunnel, are costs going up just because of the delay outside of the actual cost of building and designing the tunnel?
So there's a lot of work going on this project right now while Bertha sits waiting for her fix. And that is that there's a lot of work going on in terms of completion of all the pieces of the tunnel, the liners, the south and north portals where the tunnel will connect to. A lot of work is going on and being completed there. So the majority of the $900 million have already been spent on this project. There is just a small part of this project left to do, and that is the completion of the tunnel. So a lot of the civil work on the portion of the tunnel that's actually been completed, the decks, the driving decks, are actually going in.
Lynn Peterson, Secretary of the Washington State Department of Transportation. WashDOT has denied the contractor's request to pay an additional $125 million to cover the cost of repairing Bertha.